Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. A few days ago, on the Rich Thoughts for Morning call, breakfast call, we did a teaching entitled Something for Nothing. During the call, we quoted an old saying that if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything. Now, more properly said, if we don't believe in the Word of God, then we're more likely to fall for the tricks, traps, lies, deceptions, and wiles the enemy throws our way.
That's true.
The word believe is found 131 verses in the King James Bible. However, today, on today's call, we're going to share with you just seven things you must believe. First, you must believe he is a miracle-working Savior.
Hallelujah. In Matthew 9, verse 28, it says, "And when he was come into the house, the blind man, men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord."
The first step to miracle manifestation in our lives is to believe. See, we believe people every day. We believe that if we work 40 hours a week for our employer, they will pay us. We believe friends or family members when they tell us they're going to do something. We believe electricity is real even though we can't see it. We believe that when we turn on a switch in our homes, the electricity will provide power for lights, heat, and air conditioning, as well as power for our appliances and electronic toys. We believe that when we put keys in the ignition of our cars, they will start and perform as manufactured to do. There are a lot of things we can't see or prove, but yet we believe.
That's right.
We take people at their word, but somehow we fail to take God at his word when he tells us to believe in his miracle-working power manifesting through our lives.
Although we know nobody listening to the call would feel that way.
That's the truth.
That's why we do Rich Thoughts for Breakfast every day. Boost ourselves. In Mark 16, verse 17, it says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues."
Do you believe in the word? Do you believe in the promises of Jesus? Do you believe we serve a miracle-working God? Do you believe that God is no respecter of persons? If you believe, then God's miracle-working power will flow through you and each of us.
Hallelujah. Second, we must believe it's time to get serious about praying for lost family members and friends. Wow, to tell you great testimonies. In addition to believing, we must make a commitment to pray through for those family members. Our time is getting short, every day shorter. Mark 1, verse 15 says, "And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." This is the day. You know, in Hebrews, that's what it says. Today is the day of salvation. This is the day your loved ones are set free from the burdens of sin. In John 8, verse 24, it says, "I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." It's really simple. We either believe Jesus died for our sins or we don't. It's a life and destiny changing decision for everyone. In Acts 16, verse 31, it says, "And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." And what does it take to wipe away all the sins of our past, securing all his blessings for the future? Believing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans 10:9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Confessing what we believe is a visual sign to the host of heaven and to the whole world down here that we believe in Jesus. We believe in his birth, life, crucifixion, death, and resurrection. Honey, let's add in one more scripture.
And that's this, baby. You must believe.
Yes.
That no matter the hell your loved ones are living in, that God will save them from their sins.
Hallelujah.
Because that's just who he is.
That's the truth.
Hallelujah.
That is the truth.
2 Peter 3:9, Classic Amplified. The Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what he promises. According to some people's conception of slowness, but he is long-suffering, extraordinarily patient toward you, not desiring that any should perish, but that all should turn to repentance.
Hallelujah.
Third, don't be afraid, just believe. I love this scripture. Mark 5:36. As soon as Jesus heard the word was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Fear and faith can't live in the same house. We either live in fear of the unknown or have faith that God will do what his word says he'll do if we believe.
In Luke 8:50, it says, but when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Hallelujah.
We will never experience the miracle that we're unwilling to believe God for, despite what our circumstances look like.
Amen and amen. And we can change things by what we believe. Fourth, you must believe all things are possible to you. Ha, that's a good one.
Yes, it is.
I believe God makes the impossible possible for me. I'd write that down and I'd personalize it. The word impossible is not in our personal copy of our Webster's Intercollegiate Dictionary. You can tell this was a long time ago, the intercollegiate, we were in college.
Yeah.
It's not a misprint. It was literally cut out of the dictionary. Anything that was negative, we considered quit, can't, try, and compromise to be negatives. Because in Mark 9:23, it says, Jesus said unto them, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
You know, honey, one of my favorite stories about Henry Ford is one that we share from time to time. When Mr. Ford decided to produce his famous V8 motor,
yeah,
he chose to build an engine with the entire 8 cylinders cast in one block. And he instructed his engineers to really produce a design for that engine. The design was placed on paper, but the engineers agreed, every single one of them, that it was simply impossible to cast an 8-cylinder engine, an 8-cylinder engine block in one piece. Mr. Ford's response, produce it anyway.
There you go.
The impossible becomes possible only if and when we believe it to be so.
Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, get this now, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And all God is requiring of us is to believe that he is real and that he will reward our prayers. So if we believe, we are rewarded for our faith.
You remember, honey, a couple of days ago, we did a Rich Salts call on making the impossible possible. If you didn't hear that, I think the podcast is now up on the website and you can listen to it.
Hallelujah.
There's more in-depth teaching on that particular subject. Fifth, You must believe and not doubt. Just as faith and fear can't successfully occupy the same house or body, neither can faith and doubt. We must believe and not doubt. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, here's a question that needs to be asked and answered. Do we really believe that when we pray, that what we pray will come to pass? Or do we allow just a tinge of doubt to become our justification? John 20:27. Then Jesus said to Thomas, put your finger here and look at my hands. Take your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Never condemn yourself. Never condemn yourself if you have moments of doubt, when your ability to believe for a miracle breakthrough begins to wane. It happened to Thomas. Romans 14:22, Contemporary English Version. What you believe about these things shall be kept between you and God. You're fortunate if your actions don't make you have doubts. Through reading your word and prayer, we'll develop a wonder-working faith where we believe, God for answers.
Amen. And you know, honey, in addition to that, the point is this. You can't go by feelings, because feelings are deceptive. You just go by what you know in your heart. And six, you will receive what you believe. Mark 11:24 in the New Living Translation says this, I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours.
You know, honey, that's a great verse to personalize.
Yes, indeed.
I tell you, Lejeune can pray for anything. And if Lejeune believes that she received it, it will be hers.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, Maya can pray for anything. And if Maya believes that she received it, it'll be hers.
Mm-mm.
Pray, believe,
receive. That's the order.
It's a kingdom law and a kingdom progression.
That's the truth. What we believe, we will receive. And we become what we believe ourselves to be.
Amen. Seventh, you receive power when you believe. John 1:12, Classic Amplified. But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, power, privilege, right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name.
Hallelujah.
When we believe, we receive his authority. We can operate in his power because it is a privilege and right as a born-again child of God. Ephesians 1:19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power.
Mm-hmm.
Another great verse to personalize.
Yes.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to will, who believes according to the working of his mighty power? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to Denise, who believes according to the working of his mighty power? Personalize that for you. Now say this with me. I am
a believer.
I am a receiver.
I operate in kingdom power. Hallelujah.
And amen. You're a believer.
Amen.
A doer. An achiever.
And you have victory in the name of Jesus.
Amen. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And while you're there, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.